According to this idea, every virtue is the mean between two extremes. This recalls the traditional Greek concept of moderation, mentioned even in the works of Homer, who predated Aristotle by some 500 years, and described events that had taken place a millennium before the philosopher's birth. The early Greeks, and indeed the later ancient Greeks, were in great need of a concept of moderation. Nothing too much was soon adopted as one of their chief maxims of moral guidance. Such was their abundant energy that when it was not channeled into creative endeavours, it frequently found outlet in excess. The frenzied and orgiastic behaviour associated with the worshippers of Dionysus, the dark aspects of character and ritual that persisted into Greek tragedy, the terrors and superstitions of everyday life, these are the shadow side of the early classical era. For philosophy, mathematics, and artistic excellence to emerge from such chaos, supreme moderation was required. Characteristically, Pythagoras even tried to ally this moderation to mathematics so that the virtue between two extremes could be calculated. Everything without measure or unmeasurable, such as infinity, was evil. Exactitude became a virtue. Strong elements of this remain recognizable in Western morality to this day. Plato, with his love of the mathematical and the abstract, appears to go along with much of this. Aristotle, on the other hand, was against the mathematical approach to morals. It was not possible to calculate what is good. The good was not to be determined by purely abstract considerations. It was more akin to the harmony found in a work of art. Moral virtue was a mean between two extremes, but this depended more upon a person's nature and the situation in which he found himself. To kill a man on the battlefield was different from killing one on the street, and even here, if you killed him in the furtherance of a robbery, it was different from doing so if he had grievously wronged you. Along with Aristotle's view of harmony came a necessary element of relativism, and this too exhibited moderation. The difficulty arises when you attempt to formulate this morality in any detail. If, according to the golden mean, every virtue lies between two extremes, what precisely are these extremes? Without ancient Greek fervour and intimacy with dangerous extremes, such a doctrine leads only to mediocrity or verbal juggling. To call telling the truth halfway between telling a lie and correcting a falsehood is ingenious but ethically vacuous. Aristotle didn't maintain this, but would have needed to come up with something like it to fill the gap in his argument.